I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Farms International is working in 12 countries, providing small loans to help Christian families start businesses. As we continue our series, Farms' Joe Richter tells us in many countries, family breakdown is a serious problem.
Our goal is to strengthen families in their local villages and towns so that this horror of this type of trafficking, you know, doesn't have to take place.
Your financial help preserves families and provides support for the local church.
Through the tithing, we're able to see outreach evangelism funded, church building funded, pastoral support and mission.
Next, according to the Joshua Project, there are more than 6,600 unreached people groups around the world. Tent-making missionaries are an effective way to reach these people, many of whom are in closed countries. Mission to Unreached Peoples' Danny Martin says teaching English, business, or medicine gains access to these nations.
It is primarily the Asian tent makers that are reaching the world. There are over a million evangelical Filipinos and a million evangelical Koreans living and working outside of their own countries, spreading the gospel through their business opportunities.
North Americans are desperately needed. Go to our website for details. And Typhoon Durian has wreaked havoc on the Philippines. The storm tore through the islands at the end of November and forced President Gloria Arroyo to declare the area a natural disaster. Even as Christian groups and churches manage humanitarian aid, Bible League staff in the Philippines are providing for the spiritual needs of the survivors. They're sending 2,000 Bible study booklets and 2,000 Tagalog language New Testaments to evacuation sites in the southeast of Manila. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.